You're listening to SBS News.
There's tension in the rooms ahead of Upfield Football Club's eighth match of the season. Coach Hany Pito moves between Arabic and English to communicate with players. Nevertheless, his message is crystal clear. He wants his players to do their best.
We have to win, so do your best.
Yeah, okay.
All good?
Yes.
I didn't hear. All good?
Yeah!
Well done, guys. Well done.
Before long, the players take the field accompanied by club juniors and their opponents, who are also a team comprising refugees from the Middle East. Arnel David plays for Upfield and he's hopeful his side can win. The 16-year-old says he fled his Al-Hasakah home in Syria in 2015, shortly after IS arrived.
I saw everything. I saw that, like, the building on the ground, especially the church. They killed a lot of people, like, when they attacked us. So that was so hard. Like, the view was horrible.
25-year-old Yunus Wada left Syria in December 2012, just before he was forced into the Syrian army. He says he didn't want to fight for Syria.
I can't fight because, you know, it's civil war. I can't kill anyone. I can't hold a weapon and start killing people. No, I can't do that.
He says being in a team with other Syrians means he can seek support from his peers.
You can just tell them and you can get help from them and everything easy for you here to get a few people, you know, support you in finding whatever you want.
Coach Hany Pito says he recognised that many refugee men from his native Syria were struggling with settlement and he saw football as a partial solution.
We think that it was a good idea when we met these people and we explained our idea to involve them in soccer, and they were very happy, as you know that they faced many problems, obstacles overseas, and we want to do something for them.
He says the men are healthier in many ways.
When we are here, we are like a family. We speak about all our feelings, all about thoughts, our goals to the future. And in soccer, you know, you said it's, if you have a healthy body, you will have healthy mentality too.
What many of these men have witnessed is unimaginable, but the game and the team gives them a weekly reprieve. Arnel says there's no better feeling than playing football.
That's the thing that makes me happy in my life. When I kick the ball, when I play with my friends, of course, that's like another feeling. That's perfect.
Yunus says he and his teammates feel free when playing the game.
When you play football, it's, you know, that you have freedom, you know, in this area, this ground. You can play, just remember, forget everything and just like that.
A late goal from Yunus Wada helps Upfield to their eighth straight win, and they celebrate accordingly, knowing they're a winning team in many ways.
Good guys, well done, well done.
Samantha Benioff-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.